Somebody left this for me here. You're going to love this. See if you can recognize this voice.
I think that maybe you and I should have the kind of relationship that we're supposed to have.
Jane Fonda! I don't know who found it, but somebody left it on my desk when I came in. When I came in this morning, there it was, screaming at me. I put it in and my blood ran cold. The smoke came out of my ears, my nostrils flared, and I became incontinent when I heard Jane Fonda.
I think that maybe you and I should have the kind of relationship that we're supposed to have.
It doesn't sound like the mealy thing, relationship. I hate that word, relationship. You want to have a relationship, Jane? Hey, right here, have a relationship with this, that little sleaze bag. One day, I'm going to give up everything I have for revenge on Jane. You see, she doesn't know I exist. She doesn't even know I'm alive. Don't you think it's so perfect? Wouldn't you love it? You in the nation's capital, knowing full well my feelings when you read about us in the trade magazine. One day I'm going to quit this job and I'm going to go out to California and I'm going to get a busboy job in a restaurant that she frequents. I'll wear my best tank top. I'll spend all my days at Malibu sunbathing and getting bigger, bulkier, eating, pumping iron. Jane, proud of her body, for an older woman, will probably see me. I'll smile. I'll always be extra courteous. Until one day when Tom Hayden's out of town, when Tom Hayden drags his distended obliques out of town, she'll come up to me. Hey, would you help me home today? I know Jane will want to have an affair and a relationship, but I'll know full well that if I do anything, if she suddenly disappears in my company, I'll be indicted. Someone here in D.C. will squeal. Some maggot will call up the cops in L.A. and say, by the way, you ever heard these tapes of the Grease talking about Jane? Whatever happened to her, he did it. No, I've got to have somebody else off that thing. So what I'm going to do is one day, God forgive me for this, but I'll have to have an affair with Jane. Just so I can take her to Europe, but nobody knows it. I can see us. Maybe we'll go to Spain, huh? Nobody knows her there. We'll go to Basque country, deep in the bowels of Spain. We'll be sitting there at the table in a Spanish restaurant. I'll look at her and say, Jane, I've always wanted you and me, in a bedroom with a donkey.
I think that maybe you and I should have the kind of relationship that we're supposed to have.
No, the donkey, Jane, the donkey. I'll just make her wonder about me. Of course, before we sat down in that old Spanish restaurant, I'll have tipped the waiters and the wine waiters and the maitre d's so they all trust me. Give them a couple of pesos or whatever they got, a couple of drachmas. And then we'll order everything. We'll feed everybody in the place. Hey, the rich gringo is going to buy the food for everyone. We'll run up a tab equal to the Spanish national's debt. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And then I'll bail out the bathroom window, climb in our rented Citroën, and blast off. Jane will be sitting there at the table. I don't know what Nino says about us and him and a donkey.
I think that maybe you and I should have the kind of relationship that we're supposed to have.
Because by then I'll be 50, 60, 70 miles away. Suddenly the Mexicans will put the check down at the table. I'm sorry, the Spaniards will put the check down at the table. Jane will be sitting there. My purse, it's gone. Nino, the car, it's gone. Yeah, they don't take kindly to you walking out on a bill in Basque country in Lower Spain. And my hands will be clean. I ain't gonna tell you what they'll do to her, but I bet you this much. Somewhere in the hills of Basque country will be a farmer with a couple of brand new tobacco pouches. Still taking calls at 4...